This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Last Sunday was Erev Tainus Esther. It didn't work out. I was actually in Muncie Sunday late morning. But so we're going to try to catch up. We will do on Ayin and Ayin Aleph. Ayin, we have a very gishmak akasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger. From the Gemara, it is mavuar that you have the following concept, that a baal could be made for nedarim now for a later time period, right? Where a person says, I want to be made for tomorrow, not for today. And there is a shiloh, well, maybe the fact that if you're saying it should be hufar tomorrow, that means you're confirming it today, so maybe once you confirm it, there's no way for it to be annulled later. But if that wasn't an impediment, it seems like you could be made for now that it should take effect tomorrow. And Rabbi Kiva Eger deals with the following issue. There's a concept in Lamdos called kolsa. Kolsa means that if someone does a Maisa Kinyan now, stipulating that it should not take effect now, only afterwards, it's going to depend if when that time comes, the Maisa Kinyan is still extant or not. So in other words, if somebody does an act of a Kinyan now, stipulating, I don't want it to take effect now, but I want it to take effect at a later date, then we have to see, is his act still in existence at the later date? So we usually say, Imkolsa HaKinyan, let's say by Mashicha. You do Mashicha now, and you want it to be Chal later. Well, it can't be Chal later, because there is no Mashicha later. So how could Hafara, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, work for later, but the way it works is through Dibur. The Dibur is not around later. So how exactly does the Hafara work? This is what Rabbi Kiva Eger, asks in Madura Kama, Simen Kuf Mem Dad. Actually, last Sunday I was on the road, but I thought I'd be able to pull it up either on Hebrew books or I was trying to get a hold of this Rabbi Kiva Eger. I couldn't find it. It's in a footnote in Rabbi Kiva Eger. So that's the question. What exactly is this concept of doing Hafara now that it should take place at a later time? And Rabbi Kiva Eger has a very interesting chiddush. He says, you have to explain the sugya in a different way. It doesn't mean you're doing the hafara now that it should take place at a later time. The intention is that you want the hafara to take place now. You want the hafara to take place now. It's just that it should only annul the hana of tomorrow and not the hana of now. Basically, you're saying, okay, right now, there is, let's say the woman made a neder. She asered hana. She asered hana today. She asered the hana of tomorrow. Right now, I want to permit for her tomorrow's hana. So it's not that you're doing the ma'isa hafara now and you want it to be chal later. You want it to be chal now on tomorrow's hafara. He brings over here, the inyan zeh shamati mimoran adoini avi mari v'rabi nishmasai nero yar shenestapik ba'afaras baal nidra yishtayim amar shiachal hafarasal achar sha imahani diyei shalomer doloi mahani kivan de b'shah sheyachal dahainul achar sha az kolsa dibure. This is like the Iran's kasha by Hekdesh. He brings in the footnote the Chelkas Yoyav, who's the Kinsker of, was the Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, that Hafara could help La'achar Zman, or Hefker could help La'achar Zman, like it's Mavur in the Gemara, that if a person is Mafker something that's not in his Rishus, he could say that what the Aniyim collect is Hefker. The Chelkas Yoyev says that when Dibur is not creating a chalois, it's just being megale what your ratzon is, we don't say kalsa. So hefker, we don't say kalsa. Kalsa means the mice is no longer here because it's not creating an effectuation, it's just revealing your mindset. And I don't know why he feels that hafara is similar to that. Hafara is not creating an effectuation, just revealing a mindset. But clearly Rabbi Akiva Eiger feels that no, hafara is creating a new chalois. So how could you do it now that it should be effect later, when later it's not ba'olam, it's not in this world. So therefore, he says, V'hachinami, look at 5 lines on the bottom, b'hafara, to have a dibur ba'alma, kolsa ha-dibur. B'kimen shigem emel ha-chinami, after b'idon de mefar kvar nadra, mikamagin kimen d'arma d'yachal achar shal, loy mahani kamay, be the case above. Like, if you do mashicha on a cow, it doesn't help to say, I'm going to do mashicha now, and it should be chal in 30 days. Viki, and he says, sugya arucha dinadarim. This is the sugya on daf ayin. Ki amar mufi li chilamachar. That this is the case of I want to be made for it tomorrow. That's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. How is it effective to be made for another tomorrow at the time that you want it to take effect? The dibur is not here. So Rabbi Kiveger in two lines says a different approach. Ve'efshar dahasam. I'm being made for the nether today. I'm being made for right now. I'm being made for the nether right now. And I'm being made for that nether, but I only want to annul tomorrow's hana. So I want to matter the hana immediately of tomorrow. Okay, that's Rabbi Kiveger's chiddush, which basically, think about what it means is, right now, I'm being made for your nether. Oh, great! If you're being made for my nether, she should be mutter to eat what she asked. Let's say she said, I asked her cookies. And the guy says, I'm muttering it tomorrow. So the way Rabbi Kiveger is learning it is not that you want it, the hafara to go into effect tomorrow. You want the hafara to go into effect today regarding tomorrow's hana, which implicitly means you could be made for part of a nether. That Hafaras Nadarim works on part of a nether. It's not that you want it to go into effect tomorrow fully. You want it to go into effect today, partially. So the Achronim ask on Rabbi Kiveger, the Gemara later has a suffix on that Pezayin. If a woman makes a nether from Te'enim and Anovim, and the Baal only wants to be Mefer, the Te'enim, it's a Shiloh whether you could be Mefer part of a nether. What do you mean? From this Gemara, you see clearly you could be made for part of a nether, because what you're doing is, you're being made for today, starting, not today's Hana, tomorrow's Hana. But that's Rabbi Kiveger's chiddush to answer the question of Kalsa. That's Rabbi Kiveger's chiddush to answer the question of Kalsa. Okay, that's the Inyan on Daf Ayin.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.